This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Michelle Edwards. Michelle's the Senior System Vice President at Advanced Practice, which is for Advanced Practice at Common Spirit Health. Common Spirit's the largest faith-based health system in the country, maybe the world. A fantastic organization, great compassion, great excellence. Michelle, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Pleasure to join you and your listening audience today. So as you mentioned, I'm Michelle Edwards. I am a doctorally prepared family and acute care nurse practitioner by background. And I've been in the healthcare space now for more than two decades. I have to say that it has been an incredible journey these past 20 plus years or so, and one that has really afforded me the opportunity to assimilate what I call a tapestry of experiences and relevant skill sets that I continue to draw upon and expand even to this day. As a clinician and caregiver by training, I've certainly served as a direct care provider and diversify clinical settings in both the hospital and ambulatory space. I've lived in academia as a faculty member, served as a clinical operations leader for one of the largest retail health and convenient care clinic operations operators in the country. And even been an entrepreneur where I actually served as a sole nurse practitioner business owner of a primary care center in a major metropolitan area just prior to assuming my current role as the System Senior Vice President for Advanced Practice at Common Spirit Health.
Oh, just fantastic. And talk about, you've had this great career. I love this discussion of the career and experiences as a tapestry. It really speaks to the reality of the world today. It's a mix of different things, but talk about, were there a couple pivotal moments in your career that you reflect on and say, this was important to what I do today, or this was important to my career escalation or acceleration?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Scott. And, it's one that really requires me to take a reflective pause because there's been such a vast array of experiences. But the one that perhaps comes top of mind first is probably about the time that I was maybe 5 years into my role as a relatively new nurse practitioner. I had subspecialized in cardiology, advanced heart failure management, and had really been successful in that space, having garnered some national recognition and acclaim in that space as a specialty expert. And so it was certainly a time in my career where folks would have thought that I was well on my way in this space. And yet, after being there for just a couple of years, I made the decision to leave that space and move into what was then considered not only novel, but non-traditional and not even fully well embraced at the time, but that was the retail health space, working in the convenient care clinics with the worlds of Walgreens and CVS. But it was a care model that really intrigued me in such a way that I had to understand what is this all about? How does it fit into the broader kind of scope of healthcare delivery? And so while I will say that there were many colleagues at that time who initially kind of ascribed or characterized that move as potentially career suicide, it turned out to be one of the best learning experiences of my entire career. I have pulled from that learning experience in ways that I never thought I would. And I'm so grateful for having made that bold but unpopular movement at the time.
Well, fantastic. And talk about Common Spirit Health. Common Spirit Health, to me, is almost a unique organization. And it's not unique, but it's unreal. And it's a mix of compassion and competence. Talk about Common Spirit and maybe a few points of pride in the Common Spirit Health System.
Oh, I welcome the opportunity to do that, Scott. So as you know, Common Spirit Health is the organization resulting from the merger of Catholic Health Initiatives, or CHI, and Dignity Health in February of last year, 2019. And as you well know, Scott, Common Spirit Health has a pretty expansive geographic footprint. It's the largest, as you mentioned, not-for-profit health system in the country, possibly the world, as you mentioned, operating 140 hospitals and more than 1,000 other care sites across 20 states. And so we are quite fortunate to have a robust team of 150,000 employees, including 40,000 nurses and 25,000 employed and affiliated physicians and advanced practice providers who really help us make good on our promise to serve patients in our communities and to do exactly what you just said, not only serve them, but to serve them well, to serve them with compassion, to serve them with this kind of concept of really understanding what it means to be human and kind, and to really kind of shepherd them during some of their most vulnerable periods in their lives. And so very, very excited to be a part of the, having been a part of this organization for so long. And so when it comes to points of pride, there's three things that come to mind, Scott. The first one I will say that brings me a lot of pride personally, but also the organization is the creation of my role. So CHI, now Common Spirit Health, was the first large health system in the country 7 years ago to see the value in providing executive level leadership for advanced practice providers and the work of advanced practice. And so by doing so, not only have we established a solid infrastructure for accessible, affordable, sustainable, and yes, compassionate healthcare for our own system, it really has led to the creation of similar roles at several other large, medium-sized, and small health systems across the nation. The second point of pride that comes to mind, I tell you, had I been asked this question, you know, 8 months ago, my answer would perhaps may have been different, but given our current realities of the pandemic and all that's going on in our world, one of the really prideful moments for me, it would be our stated and lived mission. A mission to make the healing presence of God known in our world by improving the health of the people we serve, all people, especially those who are vulnerable, while we serve, while we advance social justice for all. Wow. So just reciting that aloud with you on this podcast today really makes me think, boy, did we get this one right. And what's interesting is that at the time this mission was written, no one could have anticipated what would be lying in wait for us, all of us, in 2020. The pandemic, along with the manifestation of social injustice and health inequities, Common Spirit Health made a bold and public commitment to these things well before it became more commonplace to do that. So very much a prideful moment for our organization and for me as a member of the organization. And then just very quickly,
let me just touch on that for a second, Michelle, because what's interesting about it, when you talk about sort of social justice, equality of care, trying to make sure disparate communities are treated well, diverse communities are treated well, one of the things that is fascinating about listening to Lloyd Dean over the years and Kevin Lofton with them over the years is the extent to which this has always been an unabashed priority of Common Spirit Health. This was an unabashed priority before it was a popular thing, before it was part of, like, you know, the daily mantra of the whole world. It was Lloyd and Kevin's mantra forever, you know, prior to the merger, always, when you heard Kevin say, or I've heard Lloyd say on stage many a time, that look, there's no way around this. We're getting paid well in this community, and our mission is to take that money from that community and provide magnificent care in this community. And this is the world we live in, of cross subsidies and so forth and so on. But the unabashed belief that this was the mission and purpose of Common Spirit and of healthcare to provide communities of all different colors, all different races, all different socioeconomic status with great care, it has always been the mission of Common Spirit. And the point that you make is, look, everybody talks this now. Common Spirit's been talking it for years, and Catholic health right. and dignity before it is really a it's really a very, very it's completely accurate, and it's a wonderful thing. So I've heard Lloyd talk it unabashedly for years, and it's yes. touching, and it's inspiring, and it's true. So thank you. Let me let you carry on, Michelle.
Yeah, you know, I Scott, thank you for that. I so appreciate your additional commentary because you're exactly right, and it's why it's a prideful moment for me, for our organization, that we had leaders like Lloyd and Kevin who were courageous in their approach to delivering healthcare in this country that wasn't popular for years, just like you said, and where certainly there have been times, like with other systems, right, where we have had pressures in the healthcare space to perhaps do things differently from a financial lens. We have never lost our grip and our hold on our North Star, and it's to serve in exactly this space. So thank you. Thank you for that. Scott. So probably what I would say as my third and final kind of point of pride, given our, again, our current context and the challenges of this year, I would just simply say, Scott, our response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Without a doubt, this has been the most trying of times in healthcare, not just for Common Spirit Health, but I would suggest, you know, for the nation, for the world. But it's our leaders, together with our frontline caregivers, have certainly risen to the occasion with designing and implementing new and innovative ways to care for our COVID and our non-COVID patients alike. And I want to stress that because with the heightened media coverage, and appropriately so, over the volume and expanding volume and surges of COVID patients that we are called to care for and care for well, the reality is that most of those patients are a percentage of the broader patient capacity that we're responsible for. And so allowing ourselves to flex, adapt, and then to respond to a novel coronavirus, one that we didn't know a whole lot about, you know, 8 months ago, do that very rapidly, do it well while still making sure our moms had, you know, healthy babies, or that myocardial patient with myocardial infarction had expedited care, really took some very thoughtful, talented, collaborative team members to do that. And so I'm just really proud of the way that, you know, our team found ways to expeditiously share new information. As you know, information at the onset was changing frequently, sometimes, you know, not only hour to hour, but minute to minute. But our teams found ways to share new information, maintain the integrity of the core message, and then to share limited resources across this huge, vast 21-state health system. And so, as you can imagine, that was no easy exercise, but they did it, and they continue to do it today and each and every day that I'm a part of that experience. Watching, learning, and participating in this work has really been a prideful moment for me personally, and I think I speak for 150,000 plus team members across the organization who will echo my sentiments.
Well, just Michelle, fantastic to speak with you today. I want to thank you for joining us. We'd love to have you on again in the near future to talk more about leadership and advice for leaders and so forth. But what a great pleasure visiting with you and talking about your career in Common Spirit Health. It's really one of the great systems in the world and something to be incredibly proud of.
Thank you
so much for joining us. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be with you.